Memorial Day weekend edition of Rosie on the House. Good morning. Thank you for tuning in. We're broadcasting live from the front patio of the Hacienda Inn in downtown Prescott. We're here for the Phippen Art Show and Walk, where they fill the courthouse square with world-class artists on the topic of Western art. And we have had our first celebrity sighting. Just walked in, walked past the table and shook hands, and it's Bob Bowes Bell, executive editor of the True West magazine and an Arizona historian, all in and above himself. Actually was involved in that bronze casting that we helped participate in getting casted, that's out at the Prescott Valley Community Center.
What was that called?
The Protector, the Guardian. It was the woman killing the snake in the garden, all dressed up going to church. Shame on Rosie for not being able to remember the name of that one. So we're talking about events that are going on throughout the state. You know, we've got a couple things going on right now in downtown Phoenix for the Diamondbacks game. I'd like to talk about Wildlife for Tomorrow, which is an organization I'm proud to be on the board of, is actually having a special day. I think Jennifer's got the notes there. I don't have them here handy up here in Prescott.
Yeah, it's Outdoor Recreation Night. It's 2 to 7 on 4th and Jackson Street. They have a little catch-and-release pond filled with, it says scrappy bluegills, whatever that is.
And well, you make them scrappy by not feeding them yesterday, right?
Right, and get a hook in your mouth about four times a day.
You'll be scrappy.
You'll be scrappy, too.
They have poles and bait to lend you to do that. There's 3D archery shooting, BB gun shooting.
And this is all under, you know, a watched, trained staff. So they're not just shooting arrows across the entrance of
no,
Chase
all of it's
ballpark
all of
field.
It's qualified in parentheses on a self-contained range, on a self-contained range, and then reptiles and other desert critters, and then just vendors to talk about what you could buy.
Well, I wonder, does it say, babe, who the Diamondbacks are playing today?
Chicago Cubs.
Okay, so we're playing the Cubs today. If you've got an interest in making it to the game, go in a little bit early and experience a fishing game and Wildlife for Tomorrow all set up there at the approach to the stadium, and you'll have a little bit of fun and introduce kids to some outdoor activities.
Good that time goes, to plan your outdoors for the summer, and it's such a nice, cool day still. It's a great day to get out there and check that one out.
And that starts at what time, 2 o'clock?
2 to 7.
Okay, fantastic.
Going on today as well, if you're not the Western art type, say maybe you have a 1932 Rolls Royce that you like to show off. You can drive that up to the Tucson Street Rod Association has their Rodder Days going on this weekend. You go to TucsonStreetRodAssociation.net for all the details and locations.
That's at the University of Arizona Mall, so that's an easy one to find too.
Okay.
They have a University of Arizona Mall.
Mall.
What's
the
mall?
Not a shopping mall. No.
Not a shopping mall, but the administration mall building. Okay.
And there's music events all over, too. If you like the MIM, how can you not like the MIM? That's the music museum here in Phoenix, right in the middle of town. They have Drums of the World. That's their current exhibition. That would be a hoot. And so much of it's interactive. That's a great place to take kids.
I've got to get them plugged into my favorites on the website or something, because I always catch the event I want to attend there like
two weeks after it's over.
2 days. They just had a classical guitarist there who I'm not familiar with, but who doesn't love just sitting down and listening to a great acoustic classical guitar player? I could listen to that for days. So, but I missed him.
Well, coming up ahead of time, we have our wildlife or our wildflower photography contest, but aside from the spring flowers, and I don't remember the statistic off the top of my head, but I think it's like the most photographed place west of the Mississippi, the Grand Canyon.
Okay, yeah,
Highways has their annual Grand Canyon photo workshop. It's a 3-day event on the south rim of the Grand Canyon, August 6th through the 9th. So you can go to arizonahighways.org and sign up for that class as well.
Well, I know, Jennifer, that we're going to be back up in Prescott, you and I, July 28th.
What's going on?
Because across the street from the Hacienda Inn is the newly restored Elks Theater, and they're having Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young.
Oh, what a hoot.
It's not them, actually, but it's in tribute to them.
Mm-hmm.
So all the great Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young music in the Elks Theater, July 28th. I think we got to do that.
I thought it was very interesting. They have just repainted it, and it looks like extremely modern colors.
That green doesn't do anything for you,
no.
Does it? The green and the brown?
No.
I think it's kind of a handsome look.
You know, I'm not saying it's bad. I don't know that it fits it very well. Because you go inside, and it's like going inside the Hacienda Inn. It's like you're going into a 1920s theater. They got wood banisters, painted white. I mean, it's all completely restored wood floors, the old church pews. I mean, it doesn't look like anything that you would expect to see. I mean, from the outside, like you would never have guessed it's this old historic wood floor finish. I mean, it's gorgeous inside. I just don't know that they match. Is that just me?
I don't know. The colors don't bother me at all. It's kind of a handsome look. I think I can get along with it.
So Crosby, Stills, and Nash, but we're also we've got the Frontier Days always going on 4th of July weekend, and then we have next week we actually have a special guest next broadcast at in Flagstaff for the tree climbing competition. We'll actually get John Eisenhower on the line. And the next break to give a little preview about what we'll be covering there. Further on, more today, next hour is the Landscape Hour. We actually have a huge lineup of heavy hitters. We have Jay Harper, who'll be in studio at KTAR here in Prescott. We'll have Ken Lane, the Mountain Gardener, as well as Chris Wellborn of Vicente Landscaping, live with us out here on the courtyard of the Hacienda Inn.
We will truly be – John J. Harper's generally unstoppable. Yeah. But boy, now we've got the Mountain Gardener and Chris Wellborn from Vicente Landscaping. So regardless, here comes Chris right now. Regardless of where you have a plant you want tended in Arizona, we'll have the answer for you here at 8 o'clock. That's for sure.
Absolutely. 9 o'clock, as always, we have open hours, but I think you have a special guest. Is Tom coming by at 9 o'clock?
Tom Riley from Renovations, our Yavapai County, one of our Yavapai County certified Roselle Niles remodelers will be here. And we'll be talking a little bit about the history of Prescott and current projects he's got going on. And that'll be at 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock. We're going to be picking up the article that we have in the Arizona Republic today on just outdoor living. And I don't know if people realize, you know, not only are we on, like, what are we on, 7 stations in Arizona? 10 transmitters. But we're also in 4 different newspapers. Arizona Republic today will be discoveries we've made for convenient outdoor living that we found at the hardware show in Las Vegas last week. We'll be doing the same thing in the Casa Grande Dispatch for later this week. We've got the Green Valley News. We're going to be talking a little bit about bathroom remodel and what you can expect to spend in each different level of bathroom remodeling. And then down in Tucson, the Arizona Daily Star, we're always answering people's questions.
Ask Rosie question.
Absolutely.
In Sunday's edition.
And that's in Sunday's edition. And we'll be answering some questions on generators in tomorrow's edition. So we're trying to do what our goal is, to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend by providing you, the Arizona homeowner, all the right and correct and timely information on home ownership in Arizona. And, boy, this is the time of year a lot of people fall for a lot of stupid expenses, that's for sure. You wouldn't know it, but it's going to get hot. Don't you think we've cheated summer this year?
I was driving yesterday, coming up 69, and scattered clouds all over. You would go through a little star.
Yeah.
You get poured on, and then go and it stopped. I had the windows down, the air blowing through. It was 58 degrees. I thought, you know what? I've got to remember 2015 as the as the spring of a lifetime in Arizona.
Oh, this has been so. We really have been cheating summer.
I was talking to Tommy Meredith, the owner of the Jersey Lily Saloon, after I figured out I wasn't going to be able to see any art because they were still setting up. I went up to talk with Tommy, and he was there, and his wife Joan, and we visited for a while. But we were laughing about how many times we've put our jackets up for the summer this year, only to get them out like 2 or 3 days later. Oh, well, you know what? It's April. We got our last little breeze come through. It's over now. Nope. A couple weeks later, you're out doing your chores. Like, man, I need my jacket back out.
Well, and this is the time of year you start getting flooded with advertising because everybody hates their high summer utility bills, right?
Mm.
So every spring, somebody comes out with some new thing that's going to cut your air conditioning utility bills, you know, by 30%, 40%, 50%. And boy, I'd like to think that we've saved Arizona homeowners enough money by not spending money on a lot of those gimmicks that we could almost build an entire Habitat for Humanity village if everybody would just send in 10% of what they save by not. And the reason most of these gimmicks don't work is, yeah, you are going to have a higher utility bill in the desert in the summer, no doubt about it. But everybody wants to fix that by going up in your attic. And it is the wrong place to go. Don't go in your attic if you're trying to beat high utility bills. It isn't the right place to start. Where is the right place to start? Stay tuned. I'll tell you right after this short break at Rosie on the House.